Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the sixth day. What? No, today is Wednesday and the time is 6 o'clock. 6:09. Yeah. And today's the 24th October and the year is 2018. The Jewish day today is...
Tet Vav Be Mav Cheshvan.
Oh.
5,778.
All right, so that's 15th of Mar Cheshvan, 5,779. Not 8, 9. All right. My name is Roy Peretz and I want to introduce my porn stars. So we, first one we've got, our fifth porn star, please applause to Sasha Starr.
Hello.
Hello, and how are you, Sashi?
I'm well, how
and
are
today
you?
We're going to listen to the Sasha Report. So it's going to be the star report today. From the deeps of Hyde Park, you come to us, the gentle giant, also known as our coin and ticket memorabilia expert. His name is Aita Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good to be here again.
From 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful, almost the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. He's also a Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Good evening, everybody. Nice to be back after a very long time. And I can't hear myself.
Today,
I don't know if I'm even on the...
No, you, I can I hear you. I can hear you.
I can't.
You can't.
I
so
wanted to tell you that the year is 5,778.
Nine.
Eight.
Until next year. No, it was 7-7. We just changed 2 months ago, right?
No, nine. Trust me. Okay. 79. Am I right? 79.
We were with the whiskey.
No,
yeah.
But it's 79.
Last year we were laughing about the gambling.
No, yeah. 77, then 78, now it's 79. Trust me, guys. Please, I don't want to be older than I am. It's 79. So,
hey, Google.
Google. Okay, he's going to ask Google.
So anyway, calendar.
Yeah, so what do we have more? We've got, okay, Peter Feldman is not with us, but we have to introduce him. So he's a decorated journalist, a blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to welcome, somebody is not here, Peter Feldman.
Yay! Hello, Peter in the UK.
All right, so what is it? Nine, am I right?
79.
Yeah, it is 5,779. Wow. And it's from Rabones Roy. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Roy.
No, no problem. Why are you sorry?
What because is it? I made a mistake. Such a,
oh, okay. From the deeps of Hyde Park. He's our jury person. No, she's not my wife. Huh?
He.
No. What did I say?
You said he.
Not here. She's the lady that give me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of Keshin. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, alright. She's our jury person. So if anyone needs jury for any occasion, she can call her. 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Hello, darling.
Now listen to this one carefully because I should say it only once. Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hi, everybody. And what am I doing now?
Nicole is
give
hailing
the best
from...
No, what am I also adding to my service?
Oh, you're selling
Top
jewelry
Cash. Too. Yes, and you can get hold of her on 011-884-0000.
011-884-0000, and this is Top Cash. So, yeah, so...
What do we have today?
What do we have today? So, first of all, don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. And you can also see our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz. You can go on YouTube as well. See us as Roy Peretz. Oh, we've got Moshe Starogadi as well.
Yeah,
are you, Moshe?
Yes, very nice.
Hey, Moshe. Yeah, all right. If you're listening from all over the world, and I know there's a lot of people listening to us from outside South Africa, because I'm getting mail from USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and basically wherever South Africans there are, they're really listening to us from all over the world. So thank you so much for the emails and SMSs and WhatsApps. Oh, don't forget, by the way, our WhatsApp number, 061-895-1019. Our SMS number, it will cost you $1.50, 34519. And yeah, you can be a part of the show, and what a show it's going to be. I promise you, if you stay with us, you'll listen to Liel talking about movies.
What?
Yes, Liel's going to talk about movies because Feldman is not here. So Liel's going to do the movie review, and you're going to talk, we're going to listen to Sasha doing the star report, and you'll listen to Eitan talking some
nonsense.
Yeah. And Irene's got some jokes. Nicole, what do you have? Yeah.
I just need to talk about me.
All right. She's going to talk about herself. Don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got a meeting. You've got a meeting with a porn star tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Yeah. At Roy and Friends. Now, I want to talk about, you know, I want to talk about a little bit about my life. So I want to just give some recommendations to people which are not married yet. Or people that are married, doesn't matter, but they still have some sort of recommendation. So I say like this, you know, marriage is like, for me anyway, I mean, I'm not saying for all of you, marriage is like living on the parliament floor. Every day a new law is passed, she walks around, and you know, like every day there's something like new, like, from now on things will be different. I mean, that kind of, you know, that kind of authority. From now on things will be different. And you know, it's enough. You're going to leave your socks on the floor. It's from tomorrow onward, there's no more sex for the rest of your life. That kind of thing. So can we say sex?
No.
Oh, sorry. So no. No. From tomorrow, there's no food for the rest of your life. That's okay. Yeah. All right. So I just want to say that my wife is like a nerve wreck. She wakes up in the middle of the night. I think there's someone there. I mean, really? I think there's someone there. Okay, they should be there because they should be there because we are here. They should be there. Am I right? So no. Go have a look. Go have a look. She wants me to go have a look at them. I don't want to have a look at them, what's happening upstairs, outside. No, don't forget. Take a jersey and be careful.
While you're going to risk your life.
Yes. Be careful. Take a jersey and be careful. So anyway, I've got this young neighbor and he looks at me and says, "You are married for 33 years. How do you do that?" I said, very simple. All you have to do is just keep quiet. Keep quiet. Whatever she says, just keep quiet. Don't say anything. Because whenever you're going to open your mouth, it's going to lead to a fight. So why? Just keep quiet and, you know, let it go. I said, when you go inside your house, don't say anything. Nod. Go inside. Nod your head. Go inside. Sit by the couch. Open the TV. And watch. And you know what?
Does it work?
Works.
Really?
And you know what? You put the TV on and you know what? One day they'll find you dead and all of it will be over. So.
For you.
For me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a Jewish mama for you.
Yeah, Jewish mama.
Yeah. Take the jersey because your jersey, if it's cold, you've got to take a jersey. It's your bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
So I just want... Yeah.
That's the Yiddish bulletproof, yeah.
Anyway, so guys, I just want to... Before we're going to start going crazy, I just want to put a nice song so it's going to relax everybody else, as long as the song machine will work for me. I think it will. I've got a great feeling that it will work. So let's see what's coming.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Thank you for waiting for us, for listening to all the stuff. So basically, it's not Peter Feldman today. Like I said before, this is Liel Rimon. So Liel, what do we have on the...
Yeah, I'll try to be my best and to be my best, I'm always... Yeah. But I try to do my best.
Impression.
Yeah?
I can't really do Peter impression. Can anybody try to?
Yeah, we can do Peter, haven't you?
Okay, we got three big movies starting this
opening?
Week. Opening this week.
Yeah?
The first one is First Men.
Hold on a second. Let me stop you there before you start. So, 061-895-1019. SMS is 34519. And we're going to ask you a question at the end of the movie.
Yes.
Review. And we're going to ask you one question. And, whoever's going to answer correctly is going to get a movie.
A double movie ticket.
Not to a brand new movie, to a movie which is a week old.
Yes.
And not a four
Not a 4D, it's only for the 2D, 3D, and the VIP.
Yes, so basically you get almost all of them. So okay. Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so the first movie we have this week is First Man. And First Man is a biopic drama following the life of the first man that walked on the moon. Eitan? Neil Armstrong, you know him.
Neil
Armstrong, yeah. It's starring Ryan Gosling and Claire Foy. And directed by Damien Chazelle, that also directed Ryan Gosling in La La Land, that won the Oscar. No, he won the Oscar.
Won the Oscar? Yeah, this movie won the Oscar.
I don't know why.
They're ashamed of themselves. Yeah, all right, sorry, carry on.
The movie concentrates on the Apollo missions between 1961, that John F. Kennedy started them, until 1969 when they finished. And of course, the main thing is the moon landing and Armstrong's famous moonwalk. And it concentrates on Neil Armstrong as well. So that's a very big movie and a very nice movie that's recommended for people that like these kind of historic things.
Yeah. Is it true that Neil Armstrong pushed the other guy and just went down? Because it wasn't scheduled to go. Is it true? He was just closest to the door. He says, how did you put your foot first? He said, no, I was just closest to the door.
But they say, he was
they don't remember
the
second one, eh? They always remember the first one.
Buzz Aldrin. Everybody know Buzz Aldrin. He's the coolest astronaut in the world.
Is it? I don't know him.
Much more than Neil Armstrong.
All right.
Okay, the second movie that we have. Hey? He's Buzz Lightyear. He's the original Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
The second movie is Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween. If you remember, for a couple of years ago, the movie with Jack Black about the stories of R.L. Stine.
Who?
R.L. Stine is a
Author.
Thank you. I was looking for this word. He's an author that wrote these scary books called Goosebumps.
Oh, okay.
And the books are on himself and a lot of creatures. So basically, on this movie, Sunny is one of the boys and his friends try to save the little town from a bunch of monsters that took over the town just before Halloween. Jack Black is back as the writer, the author, R.L. Stine. He's surrounded by young actors, and also I have to say that Ken Jeong, you know who is Ken Jeong?
I know Kim Jong Un.
Dr. Ken?
No, yeah.
Dr. Ken?
Yes.
Who's the guy?
Dr. Ken. Ken Jeong is, what's his name from the... What was the movie? No, The Hangover. The Chinese guy.
Yes. Oh, the Chinese guy.
Chow.
Yeah.
Because he writes in the end, Chow, so he didn't know it's from him.
I really never knew he's got a name.
Okay, so that's the second movie. Chow is also in there.
Yeah.
The last movie called Searching, and is a thriller starring John Cho, another Asian guy, about a man that his daughter disappeared one day without a trace. He then turned to his daughter's laptop to try and find clues about what happened to her. Yeah. It's quite an intense thriller, and it's made in a new way that it's quite... It's like you're in the computer, and all the social network and everything is part of the movie. So it's quite interesting. It's something new. It's like a gimmick, but it's working quite well, and people are quite happy with it. Also starring is Deborah Messing. She's a police detective. This is a fast-paced thriller that whoever likes good thrillers will enjoy it, definitely.
All right.
Okay,
so
that's the three movies
I want you to tell me 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3. I think the first one will be First Man.
All right.
It's a big movie, and it's also going to be in the Oscar season and whatever.
All right.
Second one have to be Searching, and Goosebumps is for the kids. And it's
so that's the third one.
Special
basically.
Halloween is next week, so it's a special movie for Halloween to get people to go out of the house. Now, I wanted to tell you, just before we go to the questions, a couple of new movies that coming very soon and deserve a mention. The first one is Bohemian Rhapsody that very, very
Freddie
excited
Mercury.
About it. It's on the life of the great and late Freddie Mercury. And his band Queen, of course, and it will open on the 30th of November. Wreck-It Ralph 2. It's another animation movie, but what is important to us about Wreck-It Ralph 2? Gal Gadot.
Oh, right.
The great Israeli. She's got quite a big role in there. She's making the voice, of course. It's animation.
Oh, yeah.
So that's also very nice. And one for Eitan that I took. It's called Mortal Engines. It's a new sci-fi saga. It's a huge movie with a huge, huge budget, coming from the creators of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And this will definitely be something that we want to watch. Will be released on the 14th of December. Now, the question for you guys.
The question for you guys.
Is listen.
Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Only once, yeah?
In the movie First Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about the main actor and the director. Give us one of the names and you got the ticket, guys.
One of the names of the director. And the main actor.
Or the director.
Or the main actor. One name. We need only one name. And you win double movie tickets. 061-895-1019. SMSs 34519. And this is, yeah, for two movie tickets at a time. Guys, it's really worth it. And yeah, go for it.
Do you say that you cannot go and see a movie in the first week of release?
Yeah. No, you can't see a movie in the first week. But other than this, you can see all the movies.
That we mentioned, you can't see, but all the movies from last week and before.
You SMS us, you'll get a code. You go to the movie theater with a code. You can't book it online. You go in a movie theater with a code and...
Just choose a movie.
Yeah, just choose a movie.
Enjoy.
Yep. And, yeah, we'll go after that to Sasha Report. The Sasha Report. Go for it. So what do we have? Sorry, the Star Report.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Anna. Better.
Yeah.
Some very sad news broke today, and that is that Double HP has passed away.
Oh, shame.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Double HP, whose real name is Jabulani Tambo, also known as Hip Hop Pantsula, he is a hip hop artist who had so many hits in South Africa. He was regarded by all those who knew him as being lovable and kind. And he passed away today at the age of 38.
Oh, no. Young man.
There's been no official reason for his death, although speculation is that he may have taken his own life. He has spoken previously about suicide and trying to take his own life on three other occasions. I have no doubt that in the days to come, we will get more details regarding the incident. Government has already sent condolences, or at least the ANC, through Fikile Mbalula. And we just wish his wife, Lerato Singadi, and his family well in this very difficult time.
Shame, man. Yeah. Yeah, I wish them long life as well.
Moving on to happier news, though. And if anyone's been following the royals lately,
yes,
they'll know that Prince
last time
Harry,
I followed them, they put me in jail. No, I'm not following them
I
again.
I don't recommend it. I don't. Maybe from a distance, okay?
From a distance, yeah.
Through me. I'll be your proxy.
I was speaking to the bedroom and this.
No. I'll be your proxy, Roy. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they have been on an epic tour down under in Australia.
All right.
And they've been showered with gifts. And of course, many, many questions about Meghan's pregnancy. She's currently 4 months.
I got one thing to say. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me neither, you know. It wasn't me neither.
Well, if the baby doesn't come out with red hair, we might have suspicions. So they've toned down the tour a little bit. Meghan's trying to conserve her energy. She has been looking fabulous, though, wherever she's gone.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering, because we don't know what the baby is, but if you're wondering what the couple would like, at least we have a bit of a say from Prince Harry.
What is he like?
Someone in the audience at an event said, I hope it's a girl. And he replied saying, so do I.
Really?
I can see him with a girl.
It's like
girl.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's like the only guy that likes a girl. Yeah, all right.
I don't know
too many guys that will go and say, oh, you know what? I really hope for a girl. Who wants to have a girl? Sorry. It's not that it's a bad thing. It's...
Says the man with two sons.
You know why I don't have a third one? Because our kid's going to be a girl.
A girl.
Number. Yeah, she's sweet. But let me tell you something about this.
Yes,
there's one thing that a man that has a girl can be really relaxed. A man that has a girl, don't look at me like terrified. A man that has a girl knows that one day Someday she's going to make somebody so miserable. That's something. That's something really, really to make.
Moving his along very quickly. Yeah. We have another baby on the way, and
Ooh.
That is
wasn't
Amy
mine either.
Schumer's.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Amy Schumer.
Who managed? How did she manage?
That's going to be an ugly one.
Yeah. Roy, you are so rude.
I'm not rude. I mean, I think she's not
mean.
That. She's not so pretty.
Yeah, she's.
Well, she had a movie called I Feel Pretty, so yeah. I hope she's feeling pretty now.
I feel. I hope
she,
so too.
She
I
got really married. She got married at the end of February.
No, well, it wasn't married of love. It was
Roy,
married of money.
Stop it.
Okay.
He's a chef. His name is Chris Fisher.
So he can cook. Here you go. I told you, marriage of convenience.
They got married in a lovely beach wedding.
Yes, can it.
They got married in a lovely beach wedding, and now she's announced that she is expecting, and she did it in a very unconventional way. Although, are we really surprised?
No.
Amy Schumer. So this is what she did.
Yes.
She posted an Instagram picture of herself and her husband, but she photoshopped their faces onto the bodies of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. She then directed everyone to the page of her friend, former CNN chief White House correspondent Jessica Yellen. And in a post, she made recommendations for who she feels are good candidates in the upcoming midterm elections. And at the very, 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 very end, she said, "I'm pregnant."
Boom. Wow. So, yes. No, I must say, she's quite, quite something. Yeah,
she's fascinating.
But I'd rather listen to Chris Rock, yeah.
And, finally, you mentioned Gal Gadot. She's, going to be in Wreck-It Ralph coming out very soon.
Yeah.
And we hoped that Wonder Woman would be coming out next year, and about, November, December was the set date. But that's been delayed. Warner Brothers has announced that they're only going to release the film on the 5th of June, 2020.
That's okay.
And that is because they want to take advantage of the summer blockbuster slot. So when all schools are out and people flock to the theaters, a lot of blockbuster films come out then. And that is because a film, do you remember The $6 Million Man?
Sure, of course, who doesn't?
The man from Star.
Yeah. Ooh. So they've upgraded that for inflation now. It's now the $6 billion man, and it's starring Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh.
And that was set to be coming out on the 5th of June. But they've pushed that off the schedule. Wonder Woman has moved in, and so we're going to have to wait a bit longer for Gal Gadot to come and save us all.
Oy, 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 oy.
But that's the Sasha report.
Ah, so that was the Sasha report, and thank you so much, Sasha.
Star report.
Yeah, I call it the Sasha report. Well, you know what? Star report. What do you want to call it?
It's the Star report.
All right. So say this is a Star report. Yeah, Star report. All right.
Bravo.
Do you remember Wish You Were Here?
Yes.
All right. I know you remember. How can you forget? Because I always, you know, so that's a nice cover of Wish You Were Here. Hopefully, yeah, it's a cover of Wish You Were Here. Hopefully you like it, because I have to take it a little bit forward. Let me tell you, because it's a little bit. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us, being with us. So that goes like this. And I was telling my crew here that, you know what? We talk so much about marriage, but I have to say that one. So the one man heard of a particularly successful one. It's not me, but anyway, so this guy heard of a particularly successful fortune teller who knew how to remove curses. So, and immediately he arranged to meet with her, you know, and to deal with the problems he suffered for so many years. So anyway, when he came to her house, before he sat down, he asked her if she could move a spell that has been with him for a good few years, you know. So the fortune teller replied, "Maybe I can, but do you know the exact words of the exact words?" He says, "Sure, I remember. I actually can't forget it." It says, she says, "What it is?" It says, "I now pronounce you man and wife."
That was a short story. Not one of your long ones.
No.
Now, I just want to say that new research has found that women that gain weight live much longer than the men that mentioned it. Yeah, it's a proof of research.
You know, three blondes got stuck on an island. It was too far to swim to the mainland. They didn't know what to do. Suddenly came a genie, and he said, "Each one of you can have one wish." So the first blonde said, "You know what? I want to be smarter and find a way to get to the mainland. So he gave her some more brain, and she took a piece of wood, made a boat, and rowed to the mainland. Second blonde said, wait, I want to be smarter than the first blonde because I hate working hard. So he made her smarter than the first blonde, and she took a piece of wood, and she made a boat, but this time she made the sail as well, and she didn't have to row. The wind took her to the mainland. The last one decided to be much better than afraid, and she told the genie, listen, I want to be smarter than both of them. I don't want to work at all. So he changed her into a man, and he walked across the bridge.
You guys didn't understand it. Oh, you don't know blondes? Oh, you don't understand jokes. But it was funny. It
listen,
was funny.
Roy, yeah? Whatever you do, always give 100%, eh? Unless you're donating blood. Then don't.
Then yeah. Don't. Then don't. And let me just, so Jacob won a car on a lottery. So he came home with prize, you know, the prize at home, and he collected all his children were around, and he says, all the four children, he says, so I want to give the best child, the most disciplined and the best child at home, I want to give him the car. So who is the most disciplined child in the house? He asked. And no one replied. Who is the best, the most impudent child in the house? He asked, but no one replied. Right. Children seems confused, and we didn't understand what is the, who does everything his mother asked from? So the children, suddenly you can see them, the face rose, and they smiled, and it says, oh, Daddy, you can have the car.
You know, I've got a message for all the men out there.
Yeah.
Because some of us are really ridiculous. So listen to me very carefully. When another man steals your girl, do not worry. There is no better revenge than let them have her and keep her.
Uh-huh.
You were busy sign language.
Didn't.
Okay,
I
will repeat.
Yeah.
Please, but I want to laugh too.
Because it's very important. Yeah. When another man steals your girl,
please do not
worry.
Yeah,
it's the best revenge. Let him Yes, that's it.
Not your girl, your wife. You're
your
right.
Wife, girl,
whatever. Irene's got a joke. What do you know? Yeah.
Today.
Okay. Morris is an 82-year-old guy. He goes every 3 months for his physical.
Yeah.
A few days after his physical, Morris was walking down the road with a gorgeous young girl on his arm. A couple of days later, the doctor spoke to Morris and said, you're really doing okay. I'm glad. So then Morris replied, I'm just doing what you told me, Doc. Get a hot mama and be cheerful. So the doctor said, no, Morris, that's not what I said. I said, you've got a heart murmur. Be careful.
That was the last time we heard about Morris.
that's
Roy, what's the hardest thing about driving a Harley?
I don't know.
Telling your parents you're gay.
good one.
These two teenagers, Frank and Joe, meeting after school.
Yeah.
And Frank, you know, he's all excited and he's telling Joe, you will not believe what happened in last weekend. I was in this amazing party and you don't understand. Their toilet are made of pure gold. So Joe told him, come on, no way. He said, yes way. Come, I take you to the house. What? They're going to the house. They get in there. And Fred is knocking on the door and this elderly lady opened the door. She said, yes. Fred said, listen, this weekend I was here in a party and I told my friend that you guys have gold toilets and he doesn't believe me. So the old lady turning into the house and shouting, Rob, the stupid guy who crept into your saxophone is here.
Anyway.
Nice. Was it?
Yeah.
Can a homeless man be sentenced to house arrest?
So if you're single, you come back to an empty house, sad and cold. But if you're married, the house is always warm, clean. There's always a hot meal. You meet your wife with open arms. The same thing she answers. She asks you something, you answer. You ask her something, she answers and answers, and then she talks and talks and talks, and the cow would never stop talking until the morning.
Right.
Ishmael.
I think I've got a good idea for you. Why don't you get a new car for your wife? I really think it's a good trade, eh?
It's very good trade.
Yeah. Listen, you know, Ismail Hania goes to a fortune teller.
Yeah.
She looks at him, she says, Ismail, you're going to die on a Jewish holiday. He says, oh yes, which day will this be? He says, any day you die, it'll be a Jewish holiday.
Eitan, yeah?
We will go to something soft about a young girl at school. She had a chit-chat with her teacher, and they were talking about whales. And of course, the young girl was a bright girl, and she said, yeah, the whale can swallow a human. So the teacher said, no, my baby, whales can't swallow people. The throat is very small. People are too big. It can't swallow. She said, of course it is. Jonah was swallowed by a whale.
Yes.
So the teacher getting irritated, she said, listen, it's in the Bible. Physically, they can't swallow humans. So the girl getting upset and said, when I will go to heaven, I will ask Jonah. So the teacher tried to be smart and said, and if Jonah is in hell, then you can ask him.
So this one guy goes to the into the pharmacy, asks the pharmacist for a condom. Anyway, the pharmacist gets a condom, the guy pays him, the guy starts laughing, falling and leaves the store. The next day he comes again, can I have a condom? He buys a condom, pays for the condom, bursts in huge laugh, and goes out of the shop. In the third day, comes once again, again buys a condom, again pays for the condom, and then bursts in huge laughs and run away from the shop. So the pharmacist asks his helper, he says, go after him, see what's happening. Anyway, the guy comes back, he says to him, have you seen where he's gone? He says, yes. Where? To your house.
Well, I asked my girlfriend's dad, he asked me, what do I do? Apparently, your daughter was not the right answer.
Definitely not.
No.
Can I tell you a little joke?
Please.
Okay. An old man was on his deathbed, and he wanted to be buried with his money. So he called his priest, his doctor, and lawyer. And he said to them, I'm going to give you each $30,000, and I want you to put it in my coffin when you come to the church. So they said, okay, we'll do that for you, no problem. So after the funeral, riding in the limousine, the priest broke down and confessed. He said, I only put $20,000 into the envelope, into the coffin. I used $10,000 to fix the church's roof. So then the doctor says, okay, yeah, I'll confess too. I bought an x-ray machine for the pediatrics ward. So I only put 10 in. Then the lawyer said, in aghast, in shock, he said, I'm ashamed of you both. I want it known that I put a check for the full amount of $30,000 in there.
Good one, Harry. That's actually a very good one. So there was two restaurants, one in front of the other, both of them selling meatballs. But like proper meatballs. The one was full of people. The other one, nothing, empty. The one with the empty one went to the one with the full one. He said to him, listen, I don't know what you are. How is it possible? You're full, I'm empty. What do you put inside those meatballs? He says, so I put a lot of onion, plenty garlic, a lot of oregano. I put a little bit of bread as well and meat. He says, oh, you're putting meat too.
After many years of marriage, my wife told me, go get some pills, to wake up some night action, whatever. I bought her some diet pill. Well, probably that's not what she meant.
Roy, do you like waterbeds?
I love waterbeds.
How do you make a waterbed more bouncy, bouncier?
I don't know.
You fill it up with spring water.
Yeah. So this guy that filled up with spring water, call him Irish. So it wasn't that clever. And they said, who are not clever? Irish. Yeah. Irish are not clever.
Scottish are
the tight ones.
Scottish
are the tight ones. Yeah, I think so. Irish are. So anyway, there's an Irish one. He signed a card, you know, when you give your after death, you give your parts, your inside parts. Yeah. So anyway, this guy.
Organs.
Yeah. You know what I mean. So anyway, his wife comes and says, yeah, you know, your husband had the card and we donated his body parts. All his body parts, his lungs, his legs, his hands. So the wife said, the Irish woman says, and what have you done with his head? Nah, we donated it for iron.
you know why the Irish jokes are so stupid?
No.
That the English can understand them.
Good. So this one, same Irish, went into an optometrist. He saw this beautiful looking glasses. The optometrist asked him, how much is that? He said, £1,200. He said, what? Why so expensive? He says, listen, those glasses, you can see, as you put them on, it's like x-ray, you can see naked people. He says, really? Anyway, he goes out to his house, he wants to show his wife. He puts it on, he sees his wife naked. The neighbor next to him, naked. He takes it out, he sees them still naked. So, I just bought them, they're already broke.
I've got for you a nice ish.
Yeah.
So this elderly man lying on the surgery table waiting for his very important, very dangerous surgery. Yeah. And the surgeon is his son. So when the son come, saying the final words before he's going under anesthetic, and he's telling his son, listen, my boy, don't worry, do your best. Just remember, if something goes wrong, mommy is coming to live with you and your wife.
You spoke about feeling lonely and nobody likes you. So if you're really feeling lonely and nobody likes you, don't have friends, just try missing a couple of payments and then.
Calls you're gonna have. So anyway, that was this guy, the same guy with the glasses and with. So he was standing in a bus stop, and it was raining, and a bus came. On a rainy day, and they splash both of them, two guys, splash them both. So the guy with the glasses, he said to his friend, hey, you know what? If it was in Johannesburg, it would never happen. He says, what do you mean? He said, listen to me. So, apparently in Johannesburg, if something like this happened, the driver will stop, will take you to his house, We'll iron your clothes, we'll give you new clothes, and so the guy said to him, did it happen to you? I said, not to me, to my wife.
Eitan, I've got one advice for you.
Okay.
Live every day like it's your last. One day you will get it right.
Yeah, even a broken watch showed that is right at least twice a day. Yeah, Irene.
What is the difference between men and women?
All right.
You're not allowed to say it.
Yeah, talk to me. Yeah.
Okay. A woman wants one man to satisfy her every need. A man wants every woman to satisfy his one need.
Each woman for each need, no?
You know this Polish woman, we say Polish woman, but a woman, she's lying on a deathbed, and she says to her, just a few moments before she passes, she says to her husband, listen, there's one thing I want you to do. I want you to walk with my mom in my funeral. I want to end with her. I know you don't like my mom, but I want you to walk with her, end with her. She says, you know what? It's your last wish. I will do it. But you must know, I would not enjoy this funeral.
Listen, I've got a quick one. We get in.
Yeah. Now we're getting to.
So this one elderly lady, with false teeth, whatever. They're climbing onto the bus, the bus driver, a young boy, very friendly, and they know each other. She's using the line all the time, so she's offering him some peanuts, and he take them and enjoy them. And he ask her. What about these peanuts? Said, no, my teeth, I can't eat them. He said, but so why do you buy them? I know, I like the chocolate that covering them.
Guys, I just want to say goodbye to you. We don't have much time. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Please don't forget, we've got 30 seconds to go. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, please be here with us. A date with us. response to her. You're going to be Liel, myself, and Moshe. Moshe, yes. And we're going to talk
be
about
safe,
you.
Be safe, people.
And
love each other.
Have a lekker.
Bye.
Cheers, guys. And let's put...